you here. Thank you. If you would like to join the conversation, we invite you to call or text 920-887-9595 or call us here at the studio at 885-4446. And I understand, Tanya, that you have been working on something called Mission Vision Values. That sounds a lot like core values that a lot of us are familiar with in our workplaces. I'm guessing this is very similar.
Right. So last time I was here, I was talking to the previous host about all the things we were doing for recruitment and retention and how we had a new station and how are we going to move forward. And working on our mission, vision, values was part of it. And I did make a promise of sharing that when I came back. I didn't expect a new host. So I brought those if anybody's interested in hearing it. Our people are really excited. Throughout the process, we had a lot of buy-in from our staff, and we had an outside group come and help, you know, facilitate the conversation. And towards the end of the process, one of my new lieutenants goes, wow, you know, for the first time, I really understand where we're trying to go as an organization. So I think it was really important of what we did. And we now have a mission, and we are devoted to serving our community with unwavering dedication by providing exceptional services to protect the lives and property through a culture of trust, training, and teamwork. And the trust, training, and teamwork is something that's reoccurred in a lot of our conversations since we came out with that mission and have been living it daily. So it's pretty great.
Yeah, I imagine that, you know, public safety, fire department in particular, is not a good place for there to be a lot of, you know, say, you know, tensions, disagreements, office politics, that sort of thing. You all really need to be working, you know, as an effective team.
Right. I mean, we all live together, so there's definitely days of squabble and some issues of that come up in any work life or home life, that type of thing. But what we like to have a vision and a mission that we expect these people to go out and into completely uncontrolled scenes. Where they have to use, we have standard operating procedures and guidelines and our training to fall back on, but the situation doesn't always match that exactly to a T. And so we have the mission and vision and values to help them make those best decisions in those crazy circumstances.
Absolutely. There's more to the...
There is more, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
When I started just over a year and a half ago, I'm sure there was a vision somewhere, but I couldn't really find it or define it, or I didn't necessarily know what it was. And so we had worked to really define what that was going to be for us, too. And a vision is something that it's something that you're striving for, right? So it's that peak performance. It's the best of the best, your pie in the sky situation that you're working to get to. And if we ever get to accomplish this vision, then great. We need to redo our vision, obviously. But we came up with, we want to serve, grow, and adapt to our community by elevating excellence and driving progress. There's a lot of things. We are surrounded by amazing volunteers. Beaver Dam is a combination department. Watertown's a full-time department, and Fort Atkinson is another full-time department. There's definitely full-time staff on the other departments that surround us, but you know, by being the full-time career department, we can commit a lot more resources to driving the fire service forward in Dodge and Jefferson counties. And so that was kind of what we were trying to go for. Not saying that we didn't want to say we're the best, because we're not. We are surrounded by a lot of amazing people, and there's a lot of things that we need to work on as well. And so, but we wanted to say we wanted to be one of those leaders to help bring in some growth in what we're doing in the fire service.
Very good. So that's mission and
vision,
and now we have values.
Yes. So our values, these are things that we hold each other to. And in my past experience, when we were doing mission, vision, values on another organization, I felt like they were kind of shoved down my throat, like, this is who we are, or this is the vision, the values we're going to choose because they look good together. And I didn't necessarily want to do that with our community of members. And so what we did is we sent out a survey And we said, what values do you hold? What values do we have as an organization together? And I went to the line staff and had them come up with a huge pool of words for us to choose from. And then what we did is we looked at themes from those words, and we came up with five of them because you have to be able to remember them. And so the five that we came up with was compassion, dedication, integrity, accountability, and trust. Again, that trust comes up again because we need to be trusted by grandma at 3 a.m. when we go to help her. I have to be able to trust them when I'm not around and all of those situations. So trust was still really important to reiterate from our mission back into our values as well.
Who all had a hand in forming these statements?
Everybody. So we have probationary members, we have officers, we have sworn members that have been here for 10, 15 years. And then and we wanted to make sure everybody had a voice in what we were doing. And so we sent out an anonymous survey where people could do individual feedback. And then I also encouraged them to sit down as a crew and see what they could come up with if they had any more creative ideas that came from it. So obviously they had the internet, they had all these other resources available to sit and marinate on it. Excuse me. Or I also provided a card deck. And so it was 52 different words that they could choose from to, you know, to get an inspiration from or to pick as a value that they wanted to use. And so they all worked together to provide us that big pool of words. And then we worked with we created a committee, essentially, and it was two members from each crew and then our facilitators. And we got together in a room and hashed these out in a morning to get kind of what do we want to do and go from there. And then we sent it out to the whole department to review, suggest any tweaks, or if they liked it. And here we are with them.
And remind me, when did these go into effect?
Oh, we put these in May. So just before we moved, or April or May, right before we moved to the new station, because I wanted to, you know, there's something about like new month and new years, but moving into a new station is pretty significant. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know if we'll get to do that again. So I wanted it to, you know, we've had a lot of things happen in our past, and I just wanted everybody to know that, you know, this is their department. We have pride in what we're doing. We have pride in our new station. Let's all come on together and have a really good face moving forward. So we've been living with them, and we are currently, we did like the 90, 100 day review of just sitting with it and soaking in it. And in the next couple of weeks here, I'm going to be meeting with the crews again, checking in on everyone to see how we're doing, seeing what we can do to improve, you know, our operations at the new station, and then seeing how they're doing with the mission, vision, and values as well.
But it sounds like you're already getting feedback that it is having a positive effect.
It has been, yeah. It's been great because anytime I'm questioning something, I'm like, oh, do we want to do it that way? I look at this, or the crews know. Like, if you go out and then I'm like, hey, what'd you do with that? Why are you doing this? They can be like, oh, well, you know, it's a dedication to the community for this. And I'm like, all right, yep. And then they have my support. So it's kind of like it's that guideline on how I expect them to act and how we as a group expect each other to act.
You're listening to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. We're talking to Watertown Fire Chief Tanya Radin. We're going to take care of some business here, then be right back.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. No, it's not Christmas. It's rummaging season. If you're hosting a rummage, garage, yard, or estate sale and want to get the word out, drop off a card with a date, time, and location in the mailbox in front of the WBEV studios at 100 Bill McCollum Way in Beaver Dam. Each Thursday morning at 8:35 a.m., we'll announce it on the WBEV Morning Show. Or look for the rummage sale post on WBEV Radio Facebook each week and leave your details in the comments.
McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam believes that everyone who labors has made America strong, prosperous, and a great country. To celebrate Labor Day, McKinstry's is having a store-wide sale. McKinstry's Home Furnishings showroom is filled with sofas, reclining sofas, sectionals, and chairs at unbeatable savings, like Lazy Boy recliners starting at $349 and love seats starting at $699. Also save big on Simmons Beautyrest and Symbol mattresses. Dining room and bedroom sets are also marked down for this event. Add the finishing touches to your home with pictures, area rugs, and accessories. McKinstry's offers offers you all the latest styles always designed to fill your home with comfort and quality. Hurry in now and discover the Labor Day savings at McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. Sale ends Saturday, August 30th. McKinstry's will be closed on Monday, September 1st to celebrate Labor Day.
Being a new mom is really tough. Like accidentally leaving your keys in the freezer, tough. But one thing I won't forget, keeping my child up to date on vaccines, like the DTaP vaccine, which is the best protection against whooping cough. It doesn't just sound bad. The cough can last up to 10 weeks, and nearly half of the infants under a year old who get it are hospitalized. But the DTaP vaccine has been trusted for nearly 30 years, giving me one less thing to worry about.
Learn more about the DTaP vaccine at dhs.wisconsin.gov/vaccine-facts.
Hear what's going on in your community. Stay tuned to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, presented by Professional Floor Covering.
Welcome back to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Here's Terry Bell.
Thank you very much, Jake. We are joined this morning by Watertown Fire Chief Tanya Rainin. If you'd like to join the conversation, if you have a question or a comment, feel free to give us a call or a text at 920-887-9595 or call us at the studio at 885-4446. One exciting new development in Watertown is the baby box that you installed. I believe it's at the new fire station.
It is. Yep. It was part of the construction of the new building, and so we've had it installed for a while, actually. But we just had the baby blessing last month, and we're really excited to have that that opportunity for parents.
So that all ties into the Safe Haven Law, which is a state or a federal law?
It's a state law. It's across every state has some sort of a safe haven law. But in Wisconsin, each state can choose like how many days old an infant can be to be relinquished. And so some minor details are changed throughout each state.
And this allows a new parent, typically a mom who has no plans to raise a child that she just had, but instead of that situation ending up in tragedy, she can turn that baby over without any consequences so that, the baby has a fighting chance.
Yeah, so the Safe Haven Baby, the Safe Haven Law allows for mothers in Wisconsin to relinquish an infant that's up to 72 hours old, which is a short period of time. Other states have up to 30, 60, or 90 days old. I think I'm hearing that one of them was up to a year old, which is that's a tough one. But if you think about it, like if a mother has an infant and she's just not capable or connected enough to do foster or adoption or any of those other things, it's better to be able to relinquish an infant to a safe place than to choose the terrible alternative.
I'm guessing these instances are terribly rare, but there are times and places where it has saved a child's life.
Yeah. When we were doing our safe haven training, the folks told us that once every 10 days they have an infant in one of their boxes across the nation. An infant is found once every 3 days across the nation, not necessarily relinquished appropriately. So while it is rare, it does happen. We had an incident in Wisconsin as well, southeastern Wisconsin, that kind of probably provoked the conversations to start with our previous mayor and council when we were deciding to do this at the new station.
And it seems like the fire station is as appropriate as any place. I mean, that's the thing that people sometimes lose sight of, I'm guessing, is that a fire department does so much more than just put out fires.
We do. We do a lot of community risk reduction, EMS, and public relations and that type of thing. In order to relinquish an infant, you don't need to go to a place where there's an actual box. You can drop off an infant with any firefighter, EMT, or hospital worker anywhere in the state, and you just would say, hey, I'm here to relinquish the infant under the safe haven law. What you don't have with doing it to a person of, I'm a mom, I'm dropping it off with a firefighter, I'm doing the safe haven initiative. What you get with having a baby box as an option is the anonymity. So if they are under the influence of drugs or something where they're afraid of getting arrested, it can be hard to make that decision. It's one of their hardest days they'll ever have. Having that privacy and making that decision is sometimes helpful. So having a safe haven baby box allows for the anonymous. Yeah, okay. Those are the words.
Sometimes I come through.
Yeah, thank you. But that's just another option that we now provide. So relinquishing an infant by coming into our lobby and asking for a firefighter is obviously preferred, because then we can check on the mom's health as well. We can ask if they need any help, if they're okay. We can try to get some medical history for the infant that can help help the child that gets adopted into foster care or adopted in the future. But if we get a baby in the infant box, know that it's completely anonymous. There's a camera inside the box that doesn't look outside, all you would see is the hands placing the infant in the box. And there's sensors in there that would trigger and set the station tones off after a minute. And the sensors also go to our dispatch center. And so our dispatchers, if we're on another call or if we're not in the station to hear the in-house alert go off, we get toned out for an EMS call as well at our station. So that's a really, secure way to make sure we're notified. And then we have a policy in place that our dispatchers are trained on, and all of our staff and the cops are also trained on it as well, where if we're all gone and we're on a big major call and an infant gets dropped off and we're unable to respond, the dispatchers will actually tone a local police officer to come to our station. They have access to come in, and there's a baby care bag right there for, giving them oxygen or putting them diapers and all the things that they would need for that immediate care. And then they would tone out another ambulance to transport the infant.
Certainly. And that anonymity, I think, would be helpful for anyone to know who was in that situation. Mm-hmm. The whole purpose of this is to help the baby, not to punish the parents.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then another thing that's really neat about the baby boxes is when you open the door, there's an orange bag, and it's got resources in there for the mom. And it says, take me. And so you open up the door to put the infant in the bassinet, and the box is heated and cooled and in weather, so it's safe that way. And then the information drops down at the parents' feet so they can take that with them and read the resources later and find out ways that they can seek help additionally.
And you were telling me when we were in the commercial break that dedication, the blessing, you were very pleased with how all that went?
Yeah, it was a great day. It was a little warm, but we had the previous mayor, Emily McFarland, speak, and then we had the founder of the Safe Haven Baby Box program. She came and presented and told her story. We did in-house training with the staff, and we say a prayer. So every box is blessed with a prayer. So everybody there had to be part of that.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
This is a point I made a few minutes ago, but it really does drive home the fact that your agency is there for a whole raft of reasons other than just fire prevention and extinction. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so we do all sorts of stuff, and one of the things I've worked on the most recently is our fire prevention stuff. When I started, we have inspectors, and they do a phenomenal job, but they're part-time, and with Watertown starting to grow again, which is really exciting, we are getting bombarded with questions of hey, we have this, and we need to do site plan reviews to make sure everything's up to code and going to meet the fire department requirements so that we can get our apparatus around the back driveway and that type of thing. And so I've been really working hard to get a fire marshal position approved as part of our budget process this year. So fingers crossed.
Very good. We're going to take a break for the news and be right back. You are listening to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
summer just got a whole lot hotter with the WBEV 95K giveaway presented by Newman Pools and Hometown Glass and Improvement. Join us all summer long at any Brat Fry location from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. and try to crack the code on our prize vault for your shot at winning $95,000. No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or older to enter. One winner per household. One entry per person per stop. For complete rules and details and to find a complete Brat Fry schedule, visit DailyDodge.com.
A beautiful view is waiting for you. Hometown Glass and Improvement are your trusted pros for new windows and sunrooms. Schedule your free estimate now and choose from an amazing selection of windows. Hometown Glass carries over 10 top brands, and you can visit their showroom at North 7171 Raceway Road in Beaver Dam. Check them out online at Hometown Glass and Improvement or call 887-3757 to schedule your free estimate today.
Nothing says relaxation like a Slumberland furniture mattress and a radio or speaker with 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, broadcasting from the Slumberland Furniture Studio.
Step into a world so fine, shiny floors that truly shine, tiles and wood you'll adore, get it all at Professional Floor. Showers, blinds, counters too, everything just like brand new. They've got what you're looking for, only here at Professional Floor.
Okay, full disclosure, we still don't sing here, but since I've got the mic, let me drop some knowledge. At Professional Floor Covering, we've got the best brands and styles for every project. Whether you're looking for cabinets, blinds, flooring, or more, we're here to make your home look amazing. Check out our showroom to explore our wide range of luxury vinyl plank flooring. Need a bathroom makeover? We've got custom marble and ceramic showers and countertops to elevate your space. And if you're thinking kitchen upgrade, our cabinet and porcelain tile selection is top-notch. Take a look online at proflr.com and stop in to visit us at 713 Park Avenue. Time to hand the mic back.
School's back, and the market at Beaver Dam is making Lunchbox packing a breeze. Right now, it's the Buy 5, Save $5 event. Grab any 5 participating items, mix or match, and save $5 instantly. Stock up on essentials like Kraft Miracle Whip, Capri Sun, Ore-Ida Fries and Tots, A1 Sauce, Hidden Valley Ranch, Kraft Singles, Oscar Mayer Lunchables, and so much more. Don't forget to use your My Market app for A-plus deals all around the store. Make this school year delicious and affordable at the market at Beaver Dam.
Josh Schneider here from Silica for your home. Labor Day savings are on now through September 8th. With generations of local experience, we know how to match you with the right appliances, furniture, and bedding. Plus, our own delivery and service team handles installation, delivery, and hauling away your old items, fast and friendly. Proudly serving you since 1922, visit today and discover why it's Silica for your home.
Savings are everywhere this Labor Day at Silica for your home. Offer ends September 8th.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Officials in Minneapolis are about to hold a news conference any minute about the shooting at Annunciation Catholic School. We know that at least 2 people were killed and a dozen others taken to local hospitals. The gunman dead of a self-inflicted gunshot wound as well. Bailey Hurley with our affiliate KSTP in Minneapolis is on the scene.
The emotions, I've never quite felt anything so heavy, just in the air. It's chaotic. It's heavy. The folks here, everybody who's on the street, who are just watching, who live in this neighborhood, truly, simply cannot believe that this is going on.
ABC's Karen Travers has President Trump's reaction.
He has been fully briefed on what he calls the tragic shooting in Minneapolis. The president writes that the FBI quickly responded and is on the scene, and he says that the White House will continue to monitor this terrible situation.
This is ABC News.
Award-winning news you can count on. WBEV.
From the WBEV News Center, I'm Terry Bell. A Watertown man who staged his own death in Green Lake County a year ago is going to jail. Ryan Borgwart pleaded no contest to a misdemeanor charge of obstructing an officer yesterday, and a judge sentenced him to 89 days in jail. Borgwart confessed he did it to be with a woman in Eastern Europe he'd met online. Vice President J.D. Vance will be in Wisconsin tomorrow. The White House says Vance will visit a steel fabrication facility in La Crosse to promote President Trump's tax cuts and their impact on working families and businesses. The tax cuts passed this year without any support from Wisconsin Democrats. It's School Transportation Safety Week. The Department of Transportation and the Department of Public Instruction are reminding kids and drivers to do the things that keep everyone safe. There's more at DailyDodge.com. The Beaver Dam Skate Park and Ride Project is getting a $5,000 donation from Marshfield Medical Center, Beaver Dam. The people behind the project say they'll use the money for improvements aimed at encouraging recreation and healthy activity for kids of all skill levels. Three area high school volleyball teams made history last night. Girls from Mayville, Horicon, and Waupun competed in the Battle of the Marsh, the first outdoor high school volleyball matches ever played in Wisconsin. We brought it to you live on Daily Dodge TV. They had to move the third match indoors after dew forming after sunset made the outdoor court too slippery. I'm Terry Bell, reporting from the Daily Dodge News Center. Submit your news tips at DailyDodge.com.
Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun today, with daytime highs approaching 74. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance of thunderstorms tonight, lows level off around 58. Cloudy skies expected. Chance for storms tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 71, mainly clear skies. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Right now, 67.
Looking for a new doctor? Prairie Ridge Health's Family Medicine Team is welcoming new patients in Beaver Dam, Columbus, Marshall, and Sun Prairie. From wellness checks to managing chronic conditions, we are here to care for you at every age and every stage of life. Meet our providers and schedule an appointment at prairieridge.health or call 920-623-1200. Prairie Ridge Health, inspired by you.
Saving on everything for your next project at Menards. From hitches to ratchet straps and everything in between, we've got all your hauling needs covered. Tow smarter with a Tow Smart Ball Mount Trailer Hitch. It's built with durable steel construction that resists rust and corrosion. On sale now through September 1st. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
From Eau Claire to Green Bay.
Oh, my goodness, a powerful run to the house.
And Milwaukee to Madison.
Under duress, and it's a safety.
The tradition of Badger football lives here.
Touchdown, Wisconsin.
Join us Thursday, August 28th. The Badgers open the season against the Redhawks. Our coverage begins at 6.
Now we'll get rolling.
On your home for Wisconsin football.
This is Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. Your home for Wisconsin Badger football is 95.3 WBEV.
They keep you informed on the Dodge County landscape. We keep the inside of your home looking great. Professional Floor Covering welcomes you to the next segment of Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And we are back on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, with more Community Comment. And before we jump back into the action here with Terry Bell, wanted to remind you, McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam believes that everyone who labors has made America strong, prosperous, and a great country. To celebrate Labor Day, McKinstry's is having a store-wide sale. McKinstry's Home Furnishings showroom is filled with sofas, reclining sofas, sectionals, and chairs at unbeatable savings, like Lazy Boy recliners starting at $349 and Love Seats starting at $699. Also save big on Simmons Beauty Rest and Symbol mattresses. Dining room and bedroom sets are also marked down for this event. Add the finishing touches to your home with pictures, area rugs, and accessories. McKinstry's offers you all the latest styles always designed to fill your home with comfort and quality. Hurry in now and discover the Labor Day savings at McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. Sale ends Saturday, August 30th. McKinstry's will be closed on Monday, September 1st, to celebrate Labor Day. And now, without further ado, we will jump back into the action here on Community Comment with Terry Bell.
Thank you very much, Jake. We're spending the hour with Watertown Fire Chief Tanya Rainin. And if you have a question or a comment, go ahead and join the conversation. By all means, you can call us or text us at 920-887-9595. Or call us at the studio at 885-4446. You've been in your new fire station for a bit now.
Yeah.
How is that going so far?
We're finally starting to getting a groove, which is really good. So we moved on May 14th. And I don't remember if this was part of my last time I was here, but we had a structure fire the day before and the morning after our move. So we were incredibly busy all of May and June with calls. We just had a high call volume. And then like with any new building, there's all the things you got to grow through.
Yes.
So, you know, we had to adjust the elevator. We had to adjust the HVAC system and all of these. And our alerting system is still getting fully installed. We're on radio tone right now, but there's a computer system that's getting installed to dispatch us as well. So there's a lot of those nuances that we're working through. And finally, we're done having contractors there every single day, which is a really good thing. But we're extremely grateful to be there. It's amazing. The staff are definitely more relaxed. They have air conditioning where they can go and do reports, which they didn't have that before. We had one toilet on the main floor for 9 people to share.
That's important.
Yeah. So there's no more lines in the morning to go to the restroom. And so there's all of these amazing things that we have. And, you know, I spoke of how we had a fire on day one, and literally we have a new system. So the new station has hot, warm, and cold zones. And when we say hot zones, it means it's the place where the work happens. So the carcinogens and the vehicles are running and operating, and like that's the dirty space, right? You know, where we go and start the decon process. And then we have a warm zone where we can do our laundry, and we have like decontamination equipment and stuff, so we can start cleaning things up. And we have our decon showers. So after a structure fire, one of my favorite things was that my hair would smell like smoke for 3 days, but that's not a good thing. So you have those carcinogens that are seeped into your skin, into your hair, and getting that off of you within the hour after a structure fire is really important. And so now we have 3 decon showers on the main floor. So it's segmented off. And so the firefighters will be done with the fire. They'll go in, they'll take a shower right away. They'll put on clean scrub clothes, and then they'll go head upstairs to, you know, change into their fresh, clean uniform after they're done with everything. So it's a way of keeping the carcinogens out of their living space, out of their kitchen, so that they're not eating those carcinogens, and they can have a living space that's safe and clean and have the work stay down where it needs to stay.
It's a conversation that we're having right now in Beaver Dam about the need for a new fire station. And I guess, you know, it isn't just a luxury, according to everybody I talk to. It helps you do your job more effectively, and that benefits the public because, you know, when there's danger, when there's a trouble, you know, you can do your job better.
Absolutely. Like, we're asking these people to go. We're understaffed. We don't have help coming for 20 minutes, and there's 7 of them doing the work of fighting a fire for 20 minutes until our closest mutual aid can come and help. And so we're asking a lot of our people, and so giving them the ability to have a place where they can not have to be in 90-degree, 100% humidity conditions where they can cool off after a structure fire is really helpful for them. And the EMS calls, you know, we've had a lot of incidents lately as far as interesting EMS calls. And so having a place to cool down and relax after the call is really important for their mental health, their recovery, and their ability to gather their equipment and be ready to go and respond right away as well. Our EMS supplies were in the basement. So if they're, we kept some upstairs, right? But if you had to go get something that we don't use normally, you had to go down the stairs across the city hall into the basement storage room to get it. You know, it's not efficient. So right now it's right off the bay in a locked and secured room. So even if we have an open house or visitors or something, like all of our EMS supplies and our medications are now secured, locked, and under camera, which just, A, I can sleep a lot better at night, too, knowing that it's secure. So,
yeah, and, you know, people might not, you know, at least, you know, civilians, lay people might not realize it, but the design of the building can even impact how quickly firefighters can get into their gear.
Yeah, absolutely. So at the previous station, our turnout gear was in lockers along the bay wall, and then our ambulance was literally, like, within a foot of that apparatus. So you had to like walk sideways to get your turnout gear. So if you had a call and it was like right around shift change and you didn't have your, you weren't on duty yet, but you wanted to take the call for the off-going firefighter, it was cumbersome to get your stuff. And now we have this room where you have lockers and you can actually walk between everything, grab your gear and get over to the call. Our alerting system is getting a huge upgrade. And so this is going to be really helpful for the dispatchers as well, where they can take the call, they can type in the address and the cross streets and like an EMS call or a fire call, and then hit a button, and then a computer is going to dispatch us out, and it'll tell us where it is. And then we have TVs with the alerting system that'll pop up with the address and cross streets, and then a map of where we're going. And we put those... there's one in each hallway of the dorm rooms upstairs, so right by the fire pole, and then there's like panels that can read the addresses down the stairs so you can see where it's going as well. And so that's just helping the dispatchers so they can continue to gather information. They can get us toned out faster so that we can respond faster.
Yeah, what are your response times in Watertown?
Yeah, so I've been tracking this very closely, obviously, because we have we move stations, so there's a lot of people that are interested in it. And while we moved slightly, our response times are about 6 to 7 minutes to 90% of our calls within the city limits. But remember that we do serve 136 square miles out of one station. So obviously it's longer for us to make it to a call up in Lebanon or up in the town of Watertown. You'll have that. But overall, our call times are, we respond in 6 or 7 minutes.
Very good. Mm-hmm. You're listening to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. We're going to take a break here, then be right back.
Vamos a la playa conmigo, Wally Lukashensky. When we head to Mexico, no Spanish speaking required. Memory-making travel and WBEV are teaming up for the Waves, Beaches, Escapes, and Vibes getaway the first week of February 2026. It will be a vacation filled with incredible memories and nonstop excitement with yours truly, as well as our very own Charlie Dern. We'll partake in the fun and keep those who sadly have to stay at home updated as well. The paradise you dream of is tucked away in an exclusive adults-only gated beachfront community just 35 minutes north of the Cancun airport at the beautiful Secrets Playa Mujeres Golf and Spa Resort. Imagine white sand beaches, spacious suites, 16 bars and dining venues, entertainment, and a world-class spa. Steps from a Greg Norman 18-hole golf course. Enjoy paradise. Head to dailydodge.com. Discover more regarding the accommodations and book with Holly at Memory Making Travel today. Don't delay. Limited rooms are available for the Waves, Beaches, Escapes, and Vibes getaway.
School's back, and the market at Beaver Dam is making Lunchbox packing a breeze. Right now, it's the Buy 5, Save $5 event. Grab any 5 participating items, mix or match, and save $5 instantly. Stock up on essentials like Kraft Miracle Whip, Capri Sun, Ore-Ida Fries and Tots, A1 Sauce, Hidden Valley Ranch, Kraft Singles, Oscar Mayer Lunchables, and so much more. Don't forget to use your My Market app for A-plus deals all around the store. Make this school year delicious and affordable at the market at Beaver Dam.
It's time to meet the crew at WRN.com. Bob Haig, Raymond Newpert, Ted Ehlin, Sean Maloney, and Bill Scott. Wisconsin Radio Network offers free deep dives with in-depth interviews covering today's topics. And let's not forget the Capitol coverage. WRN is there, making sure that you're aware of all that is happening in state-level politics. And the Titletown Report covers the Packers better than anyone, 24/7 and free at WRN.com. That's WRN.com.
These are the happenings in your community. Thank you for joining this edition of Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, presented by Professional Floor Covering.
And we are already at the last segment for today's Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. It's flying by with more. Here's Terry Bell.
Thank you very much, Jake, and thank you for listening to Community Comment. You can be a part of the conversation if you have a question or comment for Watertown Fire Chief Tanya Rainin. Our phone number, or you can text this number too, 920-887-9595, or you can call the studio at 885-4446. And it's back to school time, and yeah. I know that's a big deal with your family and everything, but it's a big deal for everybody around
Absolutely.
Watertown.
It is, and some people have already started school, so
that's true.
Like a week late or something on okay. this, but... yeah, so I just wanted to take a few minutes and just have parents remember to have a conversation with their littles and their older kids as well. But, you know, last year there was a bus accident that happened at a school, not in Dodge or Jefferson County, but it was really impactful on me because it was a little kid that it got injured by a bus. And it's my fear all the time of going to calls and having a little kid because – I have young daughters at home, too. So just remember to talk to your kids about using crosswalks, looking, even though the bus driver tells them it's okay to cross, have them also take ownership of looking for vehicles and making sure that they stopped and being aware. We all like to be on our phones as those older kids come to school. So just making sure that they're keeping their eyes open as they're doing things. And then some other things is... For backpack safety, I remember when I was in school, my backpack was pretty darn heavy, and that's not good for their little backs and shoulders, and so little kids especially. Making sure that you do everything you can to lighten their load. Maybe give them a side bag for their lunchbox or in another side bag when we have to start talking about snow and snow pants and that type of thing. Anything you can do to keep the backpack light for their back is really important, and to use both straps. Because if it falls and they trip and they have to get bent over to pick it up, then they're not watching the people on the sidewalk. And then another thing that's would be important to consider is keeping emergency contacts on the kid somehow. So in their lunchbox or in their backpack, there's plenty of pockets. Make it somewhere that would be visible for emergency responders. Maybe hang it on a tag just inside the bag would be helpful. Because a lot of kids are walking home, and in order for us to, you know, notify the parents really quickly, especially if the kid is hurt. Having that emergency contact is really helpful in help making it a lot faster to get that done.
I imagine pickup and drop off time can be pretty chaotic, stressful. I don't know.
There's a lot of kids that walk in Watertown, and I drive through downtown every morning right around that school, walking to school time. And as drivers, please pay attention. Those crosswalks get busy, and kids are on their bikes, and they don't always use them. So, you know, it's our responsibility as the driver to make sure that we're looking out for the little ones.
Back to school also means, I imagine, field trips to your station and visits to schools and classroom with your personnel?
Yeah, October is very busy for us. So we're already getting the requests for public outreach. And if you are a school or need us, not only in October, but for any event, on our City of Watertown website, if you click on Fire Department, there's public outreach request form. And then just fill that out with your information, and then it gets sent to our admin to help schedule and coordinate that. But we don't need to wait until October for tours of our station or to come and visit. We do have some Freeze Pop Fire Station tours.
Oh, that sounds good. Freeze Pop Fire Station tours.
Yeah. So this, we started it in summer, and then we had to reschedule one because it was during Riverfest and I didn't pay attention. so Freeze Pop Summer is going to continue into the school year a little bit. But what these are is just... we set aside a couple hours where citizens from anywhere can come and get a tour for no reason other than they haven't made it to the open house and they're curious. And so our crews have freeze pops that they'll hand out to anyone while supplies last, and then give a tour of the station. So we actually have one on Saturday at 10 a.m. at our current station, 621 Bernard Street. And then there's another one on Thursday, September 18th, and that's an afternoon one, so at 5 p.m.
And I imagine, you know, to break the ice, if you will, to use up on, you know, I know that, you know, public safety officers all the time are looking at ways to kind of break down that wall that exists in a lot of people's mind, you know, between you know, public safety and the public.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun this summer. After we were moved in and the crews were somewhat settled, we had those couple days of really hot weather. And so the crew went out to I think it was Lincoln Park and another park, and we did a firehouse spray down, a pop-up spray down, splash pad day, and we had a lot of fun, and the parents were, because the kids are having fun, and then just made conversation with the crews, and we're looking for ways like that, and the freeze pop tours, and going to the farmers market is ways to just connect with our community, because, you know, the citizens are what matter the most to us, so...
Certainly. And it can help make things go a little easier when you know, you know each other, the public and your department. It's sort of, you know, it makes things go a little faster.
Yeah, it does. Absolutely. So, you know, part of the reason I liked coming to Watertown was because of the sense of community. And that was really important to me as a line firefighter, as being part of the community. And so, you know, our crews are working really hard as being a part of that and finding their own ways of doing it. Because I also don't like being told, you're going to go stand outside of this business with a fire truck. That's not a natural way to engage with people for me. And so, you know, I encourage the crews to find different ways of connecting.
Very good.
That's been pretty fun.
Very good. A lot of other things have happened this summer. The Riverfest, how did that go?
So Riverfest was good until it rained out. Mm. But, you know, we're grateful that the people showed up. The volunteers were fantastic. We worked with the PD, and we did standby with an ambulance, and we're really grateful for all of that. Unfortunately, Sunday wasn't the best day. It rained out, and so we weren't there. But they did a drink down and a duck fundraiser to help support the Riverfest for next year. And so I encourage you guys, if you didn't have an opportunity to go, but you want to go next year and you want to make sure that the laser and fireworks show is still as phenomenal and the music is still as great, to consider donating to the Riverfest group. And speaking of donations, I wouldn't mind making the shameless plug. We do have the baby box, and it's installed, and it's amazing, and it's great. And I came here to share about it, but it's only one day and one moment. And so the next phase of having that baby box installed is the marketing of it and the education of having one available. And so if anybody's willing to donate towards the funding of the marketing and education, we want to put magnets out in bathroom stalls, near dumpsters, anywhere else that we can to kind of get it like, hey, if you're here and you're in this situation, don't do that. You know, you have a safe place here. And then there's the baby box down in Elkhorn Whitewater area. They have a billboard. And so if we could get a billboard on 26, that would really be a dream come true for us.
I imagine, because I the person you're trying to reach in that case, I'm guessing, is someone without a great support network.
Yeah.
And, you know, it wouldn't necessarily occur to them to turn to the places where a lot of us would turn because we know who to contact. Yeah.
I don't know if anybody plans on harming their child.
No.
It's one of those crisis moments, and, you know, we're thankful for the mothers and the families that do choose to use the safe haven law so that they can protect the child rather than have something terrible that they have to live with.
Very good. Anything else you'd like our listeners to know about before we wrap things up?
No, just come visit us on Saturday. This Saturday is our freeze pop tours at 10 a.m. and then Thursday, September 18th at 5 p.m. So our crews are ready to visit.
Very good. It's been an hour well spent. I want to thank Watertown Fire Chief Tanya Rainin for being with us.
Thank you.
I want to thank everyone listening for tuning in to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. We'll see you tomorrow.
Step into a world so fine, shiny floors that truly shine, tiles and wood you'll adore, get it all at Professional Floor. Showers, blinds, counters too, everything just like brand new, they've got what you're looking for, only here at Professional Floor.
Okay, full disclosure, we still don't sing here, but since I've got the mic, let me drop some knowledge. At Professional Floor Covering, we've got the best brands and styles for every project. Whether you're looking for cabinets, blinds, flooring, or more, we're here to make your home look amazing. Check out our showroom to explore our wide range of luxury vinyl plank flooring. Need a bathroom makeover? We've got custom marble and ceramic showers and countertops to elevate your space. And if you're thinking kitchen upgrade, our cabinet and porcelain tile selection is top notch. Take a look online at proflr.com and stop in to visit us at 713 Park Avenue. Time to hand the mic back.